There's a priest I looked up to for many years, Father John Ricardo from Michigan. Father Andrew Budzinski back in the day when I was in high school taught me to listen to him all the time. But he shared an incredible story of a friend of his who went to go and study to be a priest in Rome. And while there, he met another seminarian studying to be a priest who, before being a priest, before being a seminarian, was a nuclear physicist, a smart, smart cookie. And one day, this seminarian at the time went up to the other seminarian and said, "Have you ever seen inside a nuclear reactor?" I'm like, no, can't say I have. And he goes, "Oh, you should see it." And he described it in a dumbed down version that those of us who have never seen it could understand. He said, "The outside, there's this huge glass dome with thick, thick walls. On the inside, there's a basin of water cooling down the reactor, because the reactor is spinning inside and there's so much energy on the core inside. If there was even a crack in the glass that's super thick, you'd be dead in an instant." The seminarian goes, "That's crazy, whoa." Then the previous nuclear physicist says, "You should think about that next time you walk in front of the tabernacle. What we have in this church, in the tabernacle back there, is Jesus himself, the one who created everything, just by speaking. God is in our midst. We have something even more incredible, powerful, than a nuclear reactor. The presence of God, when we come into this church, we should have a holy fear, a holy reverence and awe of just what happens here. The power of our Lord in the tabernacle, but not only that, in the altar. What happens on the altar is the most important thing on this earth. St. Padre Pio said, "We could more easily live without the sun than the Mass. But in a few moments when the priest brings down his hands, the epiclesis, we'll learn later, the Holy Spirit descends upon the gifts. What the saints say, the Holy Spirit is hotter than any other fire imaginable. What happens on this altar brings more power than a nuclear reactor. In a few moments, bread and wine will become Jesus Christ himself. Not only that, after that, a few months later, Jesus Christ, God himself, who's back there now, will come into your very hearts." Raise your hands. Have you guys seen a picture of the Sacred Heart before? Very good. And what's in it? There's a heart. What else do you see little images of? Yes. Thorns around it. Yep. There's also, yeah. Blood. Absolutely. Yep. His wounds. Absolutely. Wounds. What's on the top? Yes. Fire. And there's also a cross there. Again, the fire there, we see the image. It's just like, it's a little flame. It's nice. The heart of Christ is ablaze with the Holy Spirit. When we receive Holy Communion, we receive his heart and we receive the fire in the bread. We can go out of Mass with that fire, with that power in our hearts. We receive Jesus' heart. So when we leave here, we can love others with the heart of Jesus. We do not have the power to love our enemies. If we try, we will fail quickly. But when we receive the power of the Eucharist, when we receive the power of Jesus' heart, we actually can love our enemies in an unimaginable way, because it's not us, it's him. So let's prepare our hearts to receive the fire, the power of the Eucharist, of Jesus' Sacred Heart.